Today, a high-level panel on reforming the United Nations formally presented its report to Secretary General Kofi Annan. The recommendations are many. They include an expansion of the Security Council from 15 to 24 members to better reflect the world's powers in the 21st century. The new members would likely include Germany, Japan, Brazil, India, and possibly Egypt. Also, new language on preventive military action and a definition of terrorism that has eluded the UN up until now. With us to help sort through some of these proposals is Nancy Soderberg. She was an alternate U.S. representative to the UN during the Clinton administration. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk first about the proposed expansion of the Security Council. Now has 5 permanent members, 10 rotating members, and the panel has proposed 2 different options for expansion of that group. Does that make sense to you to make this a bigger representative panel?
Absolutely. It's crucial for the credibility of the Security Council and the UN as a whole for the Security Council to evolve. It currently represents the world as it was in 1945, and it needs to be representative of the world in 2005. So change is absolutely essential.
If part of the criticism of the UN, though, is that things get blocked, nothing gets done, would having more members of that Security Council mean the potential for less consensus, more gridlock?
Well, it's harder to get consensus among 24 than 15, but I think the extra effort is worth it. And the Security Council doesn't always have to operate by consensus either. That's why you have votes and vetoes there. But I think it would be seen as more legitimate in the eyes of the world. Right now you have no significant representation from the developing world, particularly Latin America and Africa, with no permanent seats from those large continents, and that needs to change.
Let's talk some about what the panel had to say about preventive military action. There was a lot of talk about new threats and how to deal with them, talk about terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, what to do about the use of force before a latent threat becomes an imminent threat. How do you read the language of what the panel has come up with here?
Well, it's very interesting language, and it's actually readable for your listeners who are interested in the debate. What it does is it gives a nod to the Bush administration that the use of force is acceptable in certain circumstances, but then it limits where it's acceptable by saying that the threat has to be imminent, and secondly, every other alternative has to have been first exhausted. So it recognizes the use of force, but it also tries to have a process of exhausting all the other options first and have the threat being very imminent. And if they can get agreement on that, it helps push the debate forward to try and resolve conflict through means other than the use of force, if possible, while recognizing that at times it will be necessary. And that's a major evolution for the UN as well. It's very force-averse.
This same section of the panel's report also talks specifically about genocide and atrocities within countries.
Absolutely. And one of the things that's happened in the last decade is an evolution in the wake of Rwanda, the fact that it's the states' responsibilities to protect their citizens. Throughout the Cold War and for most of the years of the United Nations, the issue of sovereignty trumped everything, and you were not allowed to interfere in internal affairs. And that's changing now, and there's now an accepted principle, and you're seeing it play out in the Sudan with the genocide in Darfur, that the world has a responsibility to try and intervene and stop that. Now, it's failing to do so at the moment, but at least people are recognizing and trying to address that issue in a more aggressive fashion. This panel report takes that one step further and broadens it not just to humanitarian crises, but threats to security such as terrorism and nonproliferation.
Nancy Soderberg, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Nancy Soderberg was an alternate U.S. representative to the UN during the Clinton administration. Her forthcoming book is called The Superpower Myth.